Hi Casey, this is Marie, and I will be giving you feedback on your learning activities in this audio podcast. To begin, I'd like to direct you to the feedback that Professor Pickett will be giving to all of the students in the course. In that feedback file, she will be giving some pointers on creating engaging discussion questions, as well as how to set up a course community area, how to label and title your activities, a formula for making sure that your objectives align with your activities, your assessment and feedback. Also, some pointers about giving students choice in how they make their learning visible to you. So please review that feedback. I think it applies to you. And I'd also like to say that I really enjoyed reviewing your learning activities for your pharmacology course. I work at a pharmacy college, so I often work with faculty who are involved in our pharmacy curriculum, and I think it's a really interesting perspective to review pharmacy topics from perspective of a dental office, so it's interesting for me. And I'd like to mention as well that the feedback that I'm giving to you, and this goes to all of the students that I reviewed, not just you, Casey, but for everyone, the suggestions that I'm giving you are actual suggestions that I would give to a faculty who came to my office for help and asked me to review and give suggestions. This is the type of the feedback that I would give to the faculty that I actually work with in my instructional design work. So I hope that you find my suggestions helpful. To begin, in Module 1, I see you have a very descriptive module overview. I really like that you have the module objectives clearly laid out here. I'm seeing in the objectives it's a lot of lower order, and I understand from my knowledge of pharmacy that there are specific things in the pharmacy world that students just need to memorize, just need to know, but we also try to get the students working at higher order objectives and higher order thinking skills. So I guess I would like to see if you could possibly incorporate any cases into your course as well. So think about that. In the part one activities, I see an icebreaker activity. I don't know exactly what that is because you didn't include any instructions, but my suggestion would be to give it a different type of label. If you call it an icebreaker, that's just describing what type of activity it is. It doesn't really give the students any information about what they'll be doing. So maybe you want to call it something like creating my profile and getting to know my classmates, something like that. Under assigned readings, you have chapters in the textbook. You have view and audio enhanced learning overview. I don't have a clear understanding what that is, so if you could describe that better, I think it would be great. It also looks like you'll have students working on Study Blue, which is pretty cool. And I see throughout your different modules, you're asking them to create two quality quiz questions based on the lesson in Study Blue. So I'm wondering, for that assignment, are you giving them guidelines to follow, like specific topics, or any guidelines of what type of questions, like multiple choice, open-ended, short answer, or, you know, the quality? Do they have to write the feedback? One project that I've been working on with a respiratory module in the pharmacy curriculum, we had the students write exam practice questions, and we actually gave them a rubric for writing them, and we also gave them a little bit of information about Bloom's taxonomy so that they would understand, okay, my objective that I'm writing the question for says analyze, or says, you know, solve a case. So that's more than just asking a specific fact. That's, you know, trying to get at analyzing the information or applying the information. So that may help you. Also in Module 1, I see you have create a discussion board post of identifying three objective from the lesson, support with reading, audio, video, and one outside source. I'm not clear about what this is. I don't understand what the point of it is, and I don't think it's really a discussion. And to further that point, I don't see in your course really where the students are going to be interacting with each other. So I think you should review, like I said, review Professor Pickett's information about writing discussion board questions, and I think that will help you in thinking through how to create interaction in your course. You have an evaluation section. I don't see where you'll be giving students feedback, but you're asking the students to take the review quiz in Study Blue. Then they'll have a quiz given on campus. Then they have to set up their blog. Okay. Module 2 looks very similar. You have the overview. You have the objectives. You have assigned reading. Okay, I see that you're going to be evaluating the quiz questions that they write, but how are they going to be evaluated? Do you have a rubric? Is it just participation? Are these quiz questions going to be taken by other students? Like, is there some process that you have for reviewing them and okaying them? I'm just wondering, because I think that the activity of having students write quiz questions or practice exam questions and then taking the good ones and using them as quizzes or practice for students in future years, I think that's one way that online instructors can cut down on their workload a little bit, and it helps students to engage further in the act of writing the questions, and then you build a database of practice questions for your future students. So I think that's a good idea. Again, I'm seeing the same type of things about the discussion board, the audio enhanced learning overview I'm not sure about. In Module 2, you have reflective journal entry number 2 in EduBlogs using guiding questions. I don't see your questions, so it's hard for me to give you feedback on that. Module 3, again, we have the overview, the objectives, assigned readings, the quiz questions, the audio enhanced learning overview. Well, I like that you're very consistent in your structure from module to module. I think that helps give students an idea what to expect and how to plan and manage their time throughout your course. So I think that's good. In module 4, you say start working on PDR project, see guidelines and rubric due beginning of module 6. I don't have the specifics or the details for that, so don't really have any feedback on that because I don't know what you'll be asking the students to actually do. Module 5, same types of things, same types of issues. Module 5, you're asking them to submit the PDR project. Module 6, same types of comments for module 6. Module 7, looks like it's your last module. You have therapeutic class project interdisciplinary activity. So you have a case that they'll be submitting on the discussion board, but we don't have any specifics on that or how they'll be completing that. Then they're going to peer review each case and see rubric for grading guidelines. So does that mean that the students should use the rubric to peer review each other's case study? If so, I think that's a good practice to have because you want to give students some guidelines and criteria to know how to review and grade or judge a peer's work. Reflective journal entry number 7, self-assess your drug case study project. Attend online interdisciplinary activity with pharmacist. I don't know what that is, so I'd like to see more detail on that. You have another reflective journal, reflect on the interdisciplinary activity. Okay, and then you have the final exam. You say your final is cumulative, it's time and location to be announced. And then you have a final journal entry. The journal entry, you give students the option of reflecting on their learning or writing a letter to future student about the course. I'm wondering if there's a reason why you have the students focus on one or the other. could you have them do both? I just think that both of those activities have value, so perhaps they maybe write a little bit less for each one, but are required to do both of those. And I'm missing the course community area in your course, so please review Professor Pickett's overall feedback to everyone in the course on how to set up a course community area. I think that can help you design a place in your course where students can socialize and ask questions about technical problems and give you suggestions, and I think that would be good for your course. Overall, Casey, I think this is a good start. You have a lot in this learning activities assignment. I'd just like you to think about ways that you can have the students engage in interaction and engage with the content at a higher level, perhaps through cases or a course project or something. It seems like most of the course will be reading and then writing exam questions. Maybe thing for you to think about would be to extend the course projects or the cases or the interdisciplinary activity, span it over more of the course rather than having it focused at the end. That may be something for you to think about, but I think overall you're consistent. You have a lot of detail here. I think you just need to refine the ideas that you already have here, and I think that will make your course a lot better.